For those familiar with the trap, the notes of the Torah laning, we know that there are certain notes that children or even adults get excited to see, and there are others that are less noteworthy. Very few bar mitzvah boys say, oh, I have an etnachta in my parsha. It's par for the course. Everybody has one. But a shalsheles is an unbelievably exciting moment for a bar mitzvah boy. It's something that's so out of the ordinary, there are just several of them in the Torah. When a person gets one of those, they get really, really, really excited. And they're able to brag to their friends, oh, I have a shalsheles. What is amazing is that when we have one, we have to kind of look at the pasuk and the word that it's on and try to understand what's the message of a shalsheles. So a shalsheles, just for those that are not familiar, sounds like this. Shalsheles goes up three times. The words in last week's parsha and in this week's parsha that have a shalsheles are so important to understand. We have a shalsheles when Lot is leaving the city of Sodom. Why? Well, we'll get back to that in a second. We also have a shalsheles in this week's parsha when Eliezer is at the well looking for a spouse for Yitzchak. And we actually have another one by Yosef. When Yosef is about to potentially sin with Eshes Potiphar, we also have the shalsheles. The question is, what's the message? What do they have to do with each other? So Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Alav HaShalom, offers a beautiful answer. He says, in all of these cases, the person recognizes that he has a very, very, very difficult decision to make. It's a challenge. As Lot is leaving, but he's drawn to Sodom. He's lived there for years and it's his home and it's hard for him to say goodbye and to separate. For Eliezer, there's the inner conflict, but I have a daughter too. And my daughter is probably a better girl, having grown up in the house of Avraham. Why can't she marry Yitzchak? And then you have Yosef. Yosef who says, I was betrayed by my brothers. Perhaps my father doesn't really care for me and sent me to be ambushed by my brothers. What is in it for me? Why am I staying in the fold? Why am I continuing to do the right thing? Those are the troubles that confront each of the three characters at that moment. And yet what the shalsheles does is it presents all the thoughts that are spinning through the person's head. But then we watch what happens. Lot, in fact, does leave. Eliezer, in fact, remains loyal. And Yosef, perhaps the most challenging of all, remains faithful to his father, more than his father, but the traditions of his father's home, despite all of those troubles and questions. A shalsheles, beautifully named, is the chain. In all three of these stories, the person remains part of the chain that he is in because he does the right thing. Lot continues his destiny and fathers Moab and Ammon, two great nations. Eliezer allows and wins the shidduch properly for Yitzchak. And Yosef, of course, remains in the fold and becomes one of the tribes, in fact, two of the tribes of the Jewish people, all because of the pause. Sometimes that pause is really challenging. But when the person stops, thinks, listens, and reacts properly, they're able to achieve greatness rather than fall off the pages of history.